You are listening to Hillary Topper On Air, the small business podcast to help you grow both personally and professionally. And now, here's your host, Hillary Topper.
Are you overpaying on Nassau County property taxes? I'm Hillary Topper, and this is Hillary Topper On Air. Today, I have the great pleasure of speaking with Jeff Gold, partner at the Gold Law Firm, PC. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Hillary. How are you?
So could you remind our listeners a little bit about your background and the Gold Law Firm?
Well, I was for approximately 4 years a member of the Nassau County Board of Assessors back in the early 2000s. And in that role, I helped oversee the first reassessment that had been done in 60 years. I found that there were a lot of problems in that assessment. I found that the people who claimed to be the experts in assessment and reassessment would make a lot of mistakes, and then they would cover them up, which was not good. And you know, 20 years later, I still find the same to be true. A lot of mistakes at the government level, and they won't tell you about them unless you find it. Then I served for 3 to 4 years on the Assessment Review Commission, which was is the organization that grants your reduction when you file an assessment grievance. You don't file a tax grievance, you file an assessment grievance. Everybody complains about their taxes, but what you're really looking at is your assessment. What does the county value your property at? And if your property is appropriately valued, then you should be fairly taxed. What happened is that, and we're now in the third cycle of this, history just repeats itself. The county values the property, but then it allows the values to get so out of whack that those that file assessment grievances every year end up paying a smaller percentage of the tax bill than they should. And those that don't file pay a larger percentage. And the county encourages this because if people accept the tax bill that they receive in their assessment, the county doesn't have to offer any refunds. It doesn't have to do anything. So right now we're in a cycle where the county has allowed the new reassessed values to become wildly out of whack. And for example, if you have a house assessed at $600,000, you might say, that's great, I could sell my house for $700,000. Fact is, if the county values your house at $600,000 and you can sell your house for $700,000, you're overassessed. The county doesn't tell you that. So there are lots of people out there who say, oh, I'm properly assessed, I could sell my house for more. And they don't file their assessment grievance. But the fact is, they should file the grievance. They're likely to get a reduction. So the Gold Law Firm PC, used to be the firm of Gold Bennis, has for the past 8 years operated a site on Facebook called Nassau Grieve Your Tax Assessment Free. We started small. Just basically was trying to help my friends and neighbors in Belmore and Merrick. And now we have 35,000 members. When I look at the analytics, we have 22,000 active members a month, sometimes more, sometimes less. This time of year, it's very active because this is the grievance period started yesterday. So if you want to file a tax grievance in Nassau, right now you have until March 1st. And by tax grievance, I mean tax assessment grievance. The likelihood is that the county is going to extend that date. And this year, they almost have to extend that date. The reason they need to extend that date is the county is very far behind in reporting comparables. Comparables are sales of properties that you need to have so that you can file your tax assessment grievance. It's sales similar to your house in your neighborhood, okay, and in your school district. Only sales are comparable. Now, the problem is the county clerk's office is backed up by at least 4 months. So if you closed on your house on October 1st, that sale has not yet made it into the county's database. The assessor doesn't know it exists. This is a real flaw in the county system because they could update the assessor's office based upon multiple listing service sales. They could do that almost instantly, but they don't. So we're stuck with a backlog. Now, why is that backlog such a problem? If I go on today to file my tax assessment grievance, and I did do that, I filed yesterday, I have to look at the comparables that the county offers. And the county's only offering, I think through September, mine were earlier, but you don't have any sales prior to September on the Arrow system, which is the grievance system that the county has set up. Problem is we've had three tax hikes since September of 2000, interest rate hikes since September of 2021. Consequently, there's a strong belief, and the articles that I've read seem to indicate that prices are down. The demand is down. Prices are still high, but somewhat down. But we can't estimate what it is with the Arrow system because the Arrow system isn't updated enough. So we just have to estimate that sales are 5% down. Additionally, the county has frozen, at least it appears to have frozen values for another year, meaning that if prices went up last year, and I think even with the reduction, you still saw a 3 or 4% increase, plus you saw 6 to 10% from 2020 and 2021, the county's captured none of that additional value. So your assessed value is off, and they made no attempt to capture it. So you just need to understand that right now we're looking at a difference of, I'd say 30%, that if you're assessed 30%, if your fair market value is 30%, strike that, got to make it really clear. If your assessed value is 400 and you can sell your house for 520, you might be fairly assessed. But if you could only sell your house for 500, you're overassessed because the difference between your assessed value and what you can sell your house for should be about 30% right now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big difference. And it's going to, a lot of people aren't going to realize that. If you have $1 million house, you're assessed at $1 million. That really means the county thinks your house will sell for $1.3 million to $1.4 million, something in that range.
All right, so let's just take a step back with these property taxes. I mean, some people may or may not know what they're used for, number one, and two, why are they so high in Nassau County?
We should have a "why are my taxes so damn high" party in Nassau County, like that guy in the city. Well, the taxes are high for a number of reasons. First of all, 60 to 70%, most places it's 70%. Of your tax bill is your school tax bill. And you vote on that bill every year, or more likely than not, you don't vote on that bill every year, but people in your district do. And that cost is really locked in because even if you voted against your school tax bill, you're still going to pay roughly the same amount, if not a little more, because what do they call them? Emergency bills or, a lot of that cost is locked in. It's your teacher's salaries. It's your cost to maintain the facilities. It's your benefits for teachers and retirees. Health insurance now for family coverage is, $3,000 to $4,000 a month. I remember when I started my practice 25 years ago. You remember that? We actually shared a building together at one time. My health insurance was $750 for the family for the month. And now the health insurance is $3,500. It's a lot of money. So while we pay that, so does your school district, so does the county. So the bulk of your school tax bill is going to be, you know, bulk of your tax bill is your school tax bill. It's between 60 and 70%. And then we have to take a look at your county tax. And that's about 20% of the balance. It changes every year. But for that, you get, you know, one of the highest paid police forces in the country. When we had the lowest crime rate in the country, I thought that was a bargain. I still think a lot of things are fixable. We're seeing a lot of property crime right now, people stealing things off of porches and a lot of catalytic converter thefts. But we're still a safe, big county. And part of that is we have a really well-trained and educated police force. And of your county portion of your tax bill, that's a full quarter. So you're paying 25% of your county tax bill, about 5% of the total bill, just for police. And you're paying another 5% for social services. And those are locked in. You know, that's what we're mandated to pay by the state based upon the services we provide. You have to go, then, you know, the other 10% of your, the other half of your county tax bill is going to pay for all your county employees, all of their benefits, all of the retiree benefits, because you get health insurance from the county. In most cases, if you've worked for the county for 5 or 10 years, you get your health insurance for life. You don't get family coverage for life, but you get your insurance for life. Actually, in some cases, you do get family coverage. Depends what you paid for when you're, or what you have. So is there a lot of waste built in? There's some. I think a lot of, there's a lot of waste in the town portion, which is only about 15% of your tax bill. You know, there we're paying for, you know, constituent service reps who are family friends of family friends. We're paying $80,000 to $100,000 a year for lacrosse coaches. We're paying for workers who work 4-hour days and then are home by 10 o'clock a.m. because that's the way it's just always been in certain departments. You don't have a full, it hasn't been a full audit of the town in many years, the towns, to see where their waste is, but it's there. But, you know, look, if we eliminated all waste, you know, every time, every election, people get up there and start talking about eliminating waste and fraud, you're still talking 3 to 5% of your bill. Not insignificant, but it's not changing your life.
Right.
We certainly could eliminate, you know, 3 to 5%. We'd all say, great, but you know what? The next year, they'd all find a way to spend it anyhow.
Exactly.
I do sort of feel like we're hitting a breaking point, though. You know, in certain areas of Nassau County, you have a $600,000 house and your tax bill is $20,000 a year. And that's a lot of money. You know, especially with the loss of the SALT exemption,
yes,
which you've never been able to get back. That is a tremendous amount of money to pay each year.
So tell us how you file an assessment or tax grievance. Like, what does it entail? What's the process that somebody had to go through to do this?
Well, the process is really easy. You can still do it on paper the old-fashioned way, but we recommend against that. The Nassau County, you know, Nassau County has created a website called the Arrow Home, Arrow, A-R-O-W, Assessment Review on the Web. And you can find it at nassaucountyny.gov/arcwebcitizen. And, you know, it's very simple. You get a nice web page up that says, do you have a good case for filing an appeal? You log in, you create a password, passcode, you give them some basic information about you. And then you click a button that says, do you have a good case for an appeal? You put in your address. You click on the search button. Just done it thousands of times, but I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. I'm doing it here with you. Your property comes up. You put in a, captcha, you know, so that you put in a code so that they give you, so they know you're not a robot. When the county first did its website, it forgot to put in a captcha and people stole the information overnight. They downloaded it. Millions of dollars worth of free information was given out. And what happens is a page comes up with your home and the basic property information. You look at what they're valuing your house at. And then you'll notice that they have a level of assessment, which they listed 0.001, which basically means that if you have a $1 million house, you're assessed at 1,000. But you really should be assessed. What they need to tell you is what that real level of assessment is. And they don't tell you. The real level of assessment last year, if you filed a grievance, was about 0.0008, smaller than 0.0001. So a $1 million house should have been assessed at about 800,000, 20% less. This year, we think that the level of assessment should be 0.0007. Three O's followed by a seven, meaning that if you have a $1 million house, you should be assessed at 700,000. Give or take. Not an exact science. Appraisal's not an exact science. Three appraisers can look at your house and come up with three completely different values. They wouldn't all be wrong. You know, they'd be able to justify it. But the 30% differential is huge, because if you have a $1 million house and you think you should be assessed at $1 million and you say, oh, that's great, but you really should be assessed at 700,000 or 700, that's a big difference, $7,000 to $8,000 a year in taxes.
Huge.
So huge, maybe even more than that. So you actually, you just can't trust the information the county gives you, because the county knows that the 0.0001 is inaccurate. They know that 100%, but they just don't tell you, because they want to discourage people from filing. Now, what happens is once you see your value of your house, you click on find sales. Property comparables that the county has come up. And as I said, they're not going to be all that accurate. So what I do is I go on the multiple listing service sites. I go on realtor.com and I look to see if there have been any more recent sales on my street, on the immediate streets around me of similar homes. And I use those homes as well as comparables. And there's a way of adding them in manually. And it's because I believe that the more recent sales are going to show a market shift. And what we're trying to show is your house value as of January 2, 2023. So you'd want sales from November and December of 2022, but you're not going to get those from the county. You have to add those in manually. So we, if there aren't enough good comps, we'll go and we'll look for better ones that are closer in time. Problem with that is the county's Arrow website makes adjustments for square footage, number of bathrooms, whether you have a basement or not. It makes those adjustments between two properties. Whereas if you find a property on MLS or on realtor.com, it doesn't make those adjustments. You just have to sort of estimate that it's a similar house.
So earlier you alluded that it was easy for somebody to do this themselves, right?
It is very, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What if they hire you? Like what, how much does it, is it expensive?
We, it can be expensive to hire a law firm. In fact, we heard of a case, actually know the person personally, who hired one of the major tax grievance firms, the tax assessment grievance firms. You know, you get the mailings, you see them on TV, and he had a really bad assessed value up, I believe it was the Locust Valley. And I took a look at it. I said, you're definitely going to get a reduction. They can't support that value. And based upon the differential between, you know, what the county was reporting as their set level of assessment and what the real level of assessment was, he got a reduction of $150,000. Over $1 million.
Wow.
$0.5 million in change value. He was assessed at like 7, and he should have been assessed at like 4 and change. He was over-assessed. The county had the wrong level of assessment. So he ended up having to pay $150,000 to a tax grievance firm that had a 50% contingency. And he negotiated a little bit of a reduction. But in extreme cases, that could have been really expensive. It can be really expensive. Even if a firm saves you $1,000 or $2,000, you're paying them half. And then tax rates go up. So you don't even see your reduction. So what we've done is, you know, I'm an attorney and my firm will file your tax grievance, assessment grievance, for $250 flat rate. You get a reduction, it's all yours. You don't get a reduction, you use the professional to file a grievance, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. And what happens is, I figure it's more beneficial to most clients because you win more years than you don't. You know, if you file 5 years and you win 3 and you get to keep the whole thing, you're ahead. And that's how I look at it. Also, the county offers, if it turns you down, they offer you a second review. And we help you file the second review. We tell you what to write. And then if you go to SCAR review, we don't file SCAR reviews for you. That's small claims reviews. You only get to do that in April. But what happens is we'll tell you what properties to use. We'll tell you how to fill out the form, and we'll walk you through that process. So what you're doing is you're hiring a law firm to file your initial grievance and then to walk you through the next steps. I think most people are pretty happy with it. You know, I get thanked all the time. We had one family that saved $18,000on because of the big reduction we got them for $250. And so they got to keep that whole $18,000. They didn't have to pay $9,000 to another law firm. I think generally it works out. If you think you're fairly assessed and you just, you know, and the $250 is, you know, the difference between you eating and not eating, then use a grievance firm, a contingency firm. But if you just want to have a good grievance filed, we do that. When necessary, we look for other comparables for you going outside the system, because as I said, I don't really like all of the comparables in the system. Obviously, if we find good comparables in the system, we'll use them. And, you know, we then walk you through the rest of the process. We are attorneys. The only thing we have to sell is our time, and that's what we're doing. But I do think, you know, having been on the Board of Assessors, having been on the Assessment Review Commission, having done hundreds of lectures and helped, at this point, tens of thousands of people get reductions, I think I got a pretty good idea of what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think so too. And tell people how they can get in touch with you and learn more about how to file a grievance, your Facebook page that you talked about earlier, and the Gold Law Firm.
Okay, so let's start with the Facebook page, because that gets people to read a little bit about the system. We have all the files. I actually walk you through how to file your tax assessment grievance right in the pin to post. It takes you through it step by step. So you could go to that page and you could file your own tax grievance assessment grievance within 20 minutes of signing in. You don't even have to become a member of the page. We help lots of people who aren't members. You have to be a member, though, to ask questions and to have a personalized analysis. And, you know, but you could actually just stay a guest. But we set up a pinned announcement that tells you about the rules of the group and how to file your tax assessment grievance. And you can find that on Facebook at Nassau Grieve Your Tax Assessment -Free. And it's facebook.com/groups, Nassau Grieve Your Tax Assessment Free. That's all it is. And you join or you don't join, you can get all the features as a guest. I've kept the site open because While it creates a lot more work for us, it also helps a lot more people. But again, to ask questions, to participate in the polls, to get an analysis, you need to join the group, like 35,000 of your neighbors have done. Additionally, there are videos that you can watch on how to file your tax assessment grievance. We've answered tens of thousands of questions in the group. Some of them have been answered as files. There's a search feature that also helps. People want to know how to estimate costs if they're doing construction, what my taxes are going to be. They want to ask questions about exemptions. Most of those questions are already answered in the group many times. So that's the first thing. You want to, free access to actual truthful information about how to file your tax grievance, which is something you don't get when you go to an assessment review session offered by the county or any of your legislators, regardless of parties. They use the assessment review teams of the ARC and of the county, and they aren't allowed to talk to you about how false the information they provide, specifically how false the 0.0001 level of assessment that the county uses on ARC is false. Okay, they're just not allowed to talk about it. But my hands are free because I haven't worked for the county in 10 years, give or take. So that you get actual information in that group. Now, if you don't want to do it yourself, numbers scare you. You don't want the time to look for good comps. You just want your handheld. My firm will do it. It's $250 flat rate. For that, we file the initial grievance. If you don't get a reduction, we help you through the next steps. We don't do them for you, but we help you through them. And we answer any questions you may have by email, usually within 24 hours. There's two ways to reach us. One, you can go to our new Facebook page, thegoldlawfirmpc.com, thegoldlawfirmpc.com. And there's a link at the very top. You click on that link, you fill out the information, we charge your credit card, and we file your tax assessment grievance. We send you emails so that you can log into the system, see what we did, make any changes you deem you think are necessary. And that's the easiest way to do it. Right now, we're going to take grievances through the webpage. Probably we'll stop right now, 2 weeks before the deadline. If the deadline remains March 1st, then we'll accept through February 15th. Might go a few more days, depending on how we're doing, how caught up we are. But that's we will cut off about 2 weeks before the deadline. I'm anticipating an extension to May 1, but I haven't heard anything about that yet. It just makes sense with the comparables being so out of whack and not being up to date that they need to do it this year. The other way to get in touch with us is to call 516-512-6333, 516-512-6333, and one of my paralegals will take the necessary information. Again, we make the process really simple. We do our own analysis on your valuation. We make a good argument to the county as to why you're entitled to a reduction. And I think, it's the way to go. I know that in the days before I was a commissioner, I used a firm and I paid them a lot of money. And this is manageable. All right.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. We were just talking to Jeff Gold of the Gold Law Firm. Such amazing information. This is so important. Make sure you check out Jeff's Facebook page, the Gold Law Firm Facebook page. Give them a call if you need some help. I'd also like to thank our sponsors of the show, the Pagalis Law Group, a law firm representing plaintiffs in medical malpractice. And for more information on them, pagalislawgroup.com, the Russo Law Group, Long Island Signature Elder Law, special needs and estate law, planning law firm. And you could go to vjrussolaw.com And last but not least, I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. If you want more information on this show or any other show, visit our website at hillarytopper.com, or you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Alexa. Just look for us. We're out there. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.